Friday the 29th of June, Rabbi Eliezer Freifeld, Perushim on Parshas Bolok.
In Parshas Bolok, Chof Gimel, Parshas Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet, Bilam Sebam Klal Yisrael, Hen Om, Kelovi Yokum, Lechari Nisnaso. And Rashi explains, Kishen oimdim mishinosam shaches, the shvach of Klal Yisrael, when they get up in the morning, hein misgabrin kelovi chari, like a lion, lachte vizah mitzvahs, lilbo ishtalis, likro yes shema, oloniyach tfinin. The Mephoshim all ask on the Rashi, this Seder, which Rashi brings from Chazal, is Shloike Din. Why? Because the Gemara says in Broches Yudalet Omid Beis, one has to say Krishna when one has the Talis and the Tfilin. And Rashi says, they get up, Lilboish Talis, they put on the Talis, Likroish Shema, and they say the Shema, and then they put on the Tfilin afterwards. So that it's a shloike halacha. The Gemara says a very strong notion. Somebody says krishma without tefillin, it's kemeid edus sheker, because he says in Parshas Shema mitzvahs tefillin, there's a mitzvah of tefillin, and he's saying this krishma without the tefillin. So it is like to say you have to lay tefillin, but he is not laying tefillin. Kemeid edus sheker. And the Gemara says another dimyan, like somebody brings a korban. When one brings a korban from a shlomim or an oilo, one has to bring the sochin. One has to bring also a korban of wine which is brought. And the Gemara says, if somebody says krishma without filling, like bringing a korban without the sochin. The Mephoshim bring from the Chosim Lublin, he wants to say that if you say Krishna and you haven't got das to put on tefillin later, says Krishna, doesn't think about this tefillin, that is made Eidus Sheker. If you put, say, Krishna with the intention of putting on tefillin later on, there's no issa. And because he says the din is, you can bring a korban and the nesochim, you don't have to bring together, you can bring the nesochim even after a few days as well. So he says the same thing krishma, if you say krishma with the intention of putting on the tefillin, there's no problem. But the Shlomo Kluger asks the shaila, if you bring a korban and you bring nesochim, the nesochim has got a kesha with the korban. You can't bring nesochim. There's no person, a yochid can't bring a nidvas yain. You can't come to Beis HaMikdash, I want to bring a korban of wine. The wine which is brought later is automatically a tashlumin, together with the korban you brought yesterday or the day before. But if somebody says krishna and he lays tefillin 2 hours later, he's got a mitzvah tefillin 2 hours later. The mitzvah tefillin which he had at the time of saying krishna, he's not mekayim. This shaila of the Reb Shlomo Kluger is dependent on another shaila, which the Bi Halacha says in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Lamed Zayin. Interessante Scheide, the Primigodim declared, what is mitzvah tefillin? Is mitzvah tefillin a mitzvah ayid darf leiden tefillin the whole day? The whole day. What then? There are certain times he can't lay tefillin, because sometimes guf noki, sometimes he's his machshavas and other things, but the etzim, the mitzvah, is all day. Or mitzvah tefillin is to put on tefillin once a day. If you put on tefillin once a day, you've been yoritz. But if you are, it's possible you lay tefillin more, you've got an extra mitzvah. Obe, the mitzvah itself is putting on tefillin for a rega. So the Chozim Lublin understood the mitzvah is once a day. So he says, if you say Krishna and you have das to put on your tefillin an hour later, half an hour later, so you can be mitzarev, the tefillin which you put on later is a tashlumin to the mitzvah which you had b'shas Krishna, the same as bringing the nesochim, the korban of wine, later. The Shlomo Kluge says, no, you've got a mitzvah every rega. So when he said Krishna, he's got a mitzvah of tefillin now, and next rega another, he puts on his tefillin an hour later, he's mekayim the mitzvah of that hour later, but the mitzvah's tefillin from now, he hasn't been mekayim. There's another pshat. Rashi's not talking, oh, let's say this is the Bilam. Bilam is getting the shvach of Klal Yisrael. Hen om kelobi yokum ha'yis naso. You're not talking specially about Gedolim. The derech is ktanim eid. It's got an inyan from chinuch mitzvah. Chinuch mitzvah is you put on a child quite early, everybody knows you put on tzitzis. When he has become to the madrega, he understands what is Krishna, he says Krishna. Tfilin is the last thing. Because tfilin needs gufnoki, so Amul used to buy the members in the Gemara's mashma when he is a year lechinuch, okay, maybe 11, 12, he put on tfilin. The minig ba'as is we don't put on tefillin to the bar mitzvah, or maybe 3 months, 3 years, or 30 days, but we don't go with an inyan von chinuch like other mitzvahs, because it's difficult for a little boy, maybe 12, to keep him with a gufnoki. So remember, this seder of the mitzvahs, yidin chapping the mitzvahs, tzitzis, krishme mit tefillin, doesn't specially go on a godel whose chiyuv is to put on tefillin before the Krishna. Oh, but he's talking about yidin biklal. They put on their tzitzis. We're talking about ktanim, 6, 7 years old, and saying Krishna when they're 8, 9 years, and after they put tefillin. When I learned the Rashi, I had another understanding of the Rashi. And afterwards I found in Shem Mishmuel and in the Sefer of Reb Moshe Feinstein, they also understand. Rashi says, "Kishem oim de mishinosim shachis, hein misgabrim kelovi chari." They're misgaber, like one of the strongest animals. And Rashi says, Lachtoit es ha-mitzvahs. There is a nekuda, lachtoit to ha-mitzvahs. In the chat is, the normal seder that the Gemara says you should put on tefillin, you've prepared yourself to daven and everything, you put on tefillin, you say Krishna. When you get up in the morning, there's a certain, now I don't know whether it's here, but by us in we an hour earlier, the Zman Krishna is quite early. So the Maisa is, sometimes you have to get up, and the Zman Krishna is here already. Till you're ready to put on tefillin, there are hachonis to make, you have to have a guf noki. So today, to be kind, then it's this Krishna, you put on, that's what it says at Talis, I think it means, once upon a time people had begodim. Not like us. We our begodim are not a porter from tzitzis. We are taking on a beged of tzitzis, which we are not the etzim mechuyev. Not mechuyev to put on a beged of tzitzis. Once their begodim were made of four corners, so they put on their beged, you got dressed. You got dressed, and then you said Krishma, kedei you shouldn't be over this man of Krishma. And when you were ready, afterwards you made achones, you had the gufnoki, you put on tefillin. The kula here, which Bilam says the shvach of Klal Yisrael, is lachter than mitzvahs. Must have the mitzvahs. Mitzvah tzitzis was the first mitzvah. No problem, gufnoki or not. Then there was the Krishma, because chas v'sholem, you may be over this man Krishma of the Mogen Avrom. You're not ready for tefillin yet. When you get ready for tefillin, you put on your tefillin and then you say Krishma again. Reb Moshe Feinstein in Dorash Moshe, he talks about, we see here the inyan of chatan mitzvahs. If the mitzvah comes along, you shouldn't say I'll be mekayim the mitzvah later. Sometimes the nafkemina, if you want to be mekadosh the levona, I don't know, always it's the mala to say I'll wait till Moitzi Shabbos. Kenish wissen, you don't know what will be Moitzi Shabbos. If this man is, you can say that the brocha tonight, by Thursday night, I'm not saying any halachas here, but the meaning of Moitzi Shabbos. Moitzi Shabbos is not, you're not certain that you'll have a levona. Kedoyme, kedoyme. The Shemish Shmuel also talks about the chavivas of mitzvahs, doing mitzvahs mit harotzen. And he mentions here the inyan of lachtov mitzvahs. Bilam said the shvach of Claudius Yisrael that the mekayim the mitzvahs mit chavivas. There's the inyan of chapping sometimes, of getting porter. I'll do the mitzvah, I'm finished. Here the lachtov mitzvahs, but the kavona is making the mitzvahs because you've got a rotzen, you've got a will to make the mitzvahs. So Memele comes up, we're not talking about he does the mitzvah shloike din, but in order he should make the mitzvah b'shleimus, he should be make it b'zmanoi, he says Krishma without the twin. In the parsha, Rashi brings two chazal. In Perek Chof Beis, Chof Vot, Vayosef Manach Hashem Avoye, Vayamoy Bemokim Tso, the Manach came to stop Bilam. Rashi says, he stood umedrish agod yesh betanchume ma ro lamud bishloisha mekoymes. He stood in three places. The chamoye was afraid and he stopped three times. Umedrish agod yesh betanchume ma ro lamud bishloisha mekoymes. Simne obis hereu. Santa Loshin. Simne obis. The simonim of obis. So the Sifse Chachomim says, he was meramis. He wanted the meramis to belong. You're going to try to destroy a people who've got schus obis. Obis. Avrom Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That says here. Two psukim later, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu let the Chamoye speak, the Chamoye says to Bilam, Me'o sisa lecho ki kisoni ze sholesh regolem. You hit me three times, regolem, it should have said, ze sholesh to'omim, regolem. So Rashi says, Medrash Agoda, Gennesloi, Atu mevakish lake ume hachoy geges sholish regolim beshono. You want to destroy a people who are mekayim mitzvahs chagige three times a year. So it would seem that a stira, contradiction. Here you're talking about the source of Klal Yisrael. They've got the Simne Ovis They've got the koyach of their oversabrut b'ritzah b'yankev. So how can you destroy them? And he says another thing. You know, you can't destroy Klal Yisrael because they are choygik three times a year. They are oile Yerushalayim. In the parsha, it says later on, Bilam says, "Ki miroish tzurim erenu, umigvoyes ashurenu." And Rashi explains, "Tzurim are strong, floim, migvoyes are mountains. I see, roish tzurim." Rashi explains, "Ani mistakel bereishisom ubetrilis shosheim." I look in the yisod, in the fundaments of Klal Yisrael. They've got strong bases. And in Medrash it says, a moshul. If somebody wants to cut down a tree, got a big tree, it's got many branches, twigs, leaves. So if he doesn't know how to do it, he'll take a knife or an axe, and he goes and cuts down bits and pieces everywhere. It's a big job. A boki, says in the Medrash, you go and uncover the shroshim, the roots of the tree, and you cut off the roots of the tree, and the whole tree falls with once. So Bilam said, why should I go and destroy the 12 shvotim? He knew there were 12 shvotim, there are 12 shorim navoides Hashem. Now Rizal talks about the 12 shorim. Why does he have to attack them all? He'll go to the Yisod, he'll attack the others. And then it says, that's what he says, Meroish tzurim erenu migvoiz ashorenu. He said, I can't. The shoshim, the Yisoides of Claudius or the others, are too strong. We see here something interesting. We think of Sus Obers. We had Avrom, Yitzchak, Yankov thousands of years ago, and they gave us their Susim. There's a Mishnah in Obers. Mishnah Obers says, Asor Doyres Minoyach Ad Avrom. One Mishnah. A Mishnah later on says, Asoro nisyoinois nisnaso Avroam Ovino. Here it says Avroam, and here it says Avroam Ovino. Is Reb Chaim Volozhin in Ruach Chaim explains, Asoro nisyoinois, the avoide fun Avroam, and the avoide of the Obus, was not for themselves alone. You know that the Gemara says in Baba Kama, there's a Gemara, Obus miklal de iker toldus. Obus means to say they were the fathers of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael then their kinder. The schus of the Obus helps for the toldus. Misalech tzadik betumoy. Ashrei bonav achol. Shloim HaMelech says in Mishle, when the tzaddik makes a big avoider, this halach betumah betnimus, ashrei bon of achov, his children, is zoiche from the avoider of the fathers, the avoider helps for the children. These midas, which Avrom was zoiche to emuna, misiris nefesh, his avoider was a big avoider, for the children, says Reb Chaim explained, you can get these midas very easily. Why? Because you have got the koyach of the obus. From the Chazal here, we see one thing. It's not pshat, the obus were once, and it's finished, and we've got their susim. The koyach of the obus is something which is repeated door after door. Because Bilam says he wants to destroy the obus. How is he going to destroy the obus which lived before his time? In the Teretz is the koyach of the obus was when they lived, and the koyach of the obus is mischadish The Chol Yoim, when we talk about the Ovis, it's not a thing of the past. This Koyach from the Ovis is here. He wanted to destroy the Ovis in his Zman. And Klal Yisrael without the Ovis, he knew were lost, but he saw that he can't do it. Memele, he said, Mirosh Tzurim Erenu, Migvoyes Ashurenu. The limud from Parshas Bilam. We talk about the riches of Bilam, but the Maaseh we've got to talk about what he told us. We can learn from Bilam the same thing as we said before. There's an Indian he saw by Klal Yisrael. There's a middah of choytchen as a mitzvahs. You have the mitzvahs. Here we learn at Eden their zchus, which they had from the Ovis, is not a thing of the past. It is a thing which is mischavish keseder. A third point I would like to mention. We learned the parasha Bilam was riding with on his chamoyah. He didn't go the right way, he clutched his foot or something, and then the ass said to him, what are you doing with me? Why are you knocking me? And Bilam answered him as if it was a normal thing. He had a discussion with his ass every day. I saw yesterday in Michtav Melio, he brings into Santam a Chazal. He says in Chazal state there was a Yid sold a poro to a goy. He worked 6 days, the poro. She worked 6 days. On Shabbos she didn't work. So the goy came to me and said, I bought from you a behemoth which is supposed to work 7 days, and then it's not working. So this yeet must have been a goyse chosit, zuk reb desler, zichon vroche, and he went and he spoke at us in the ear of the cow, and he says to the goy, it'll be all right now. So it worked on Shabbos. The goy, I don't know whether, he doesn't say that he asked the yeet, but that he thought it was my sick shop, and it's not normally. He didn't work, now he works. So he explained to him, a behemoth of a yid mustn't work. And I explained to him, now I'm showing you you are the property of a goy, and you may work. So the goy became mispoiled. The goy became mispoiled. The ass, the cow was mekabel what his former balabus told him. And he made a kal v'chomer. If a Baal Chai has got no seichel, understands what is the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kal v'chomer Odom, and he became a ger. The surprising thing is, he became a tam. Yeah? He brings the brain of tam. Reb Yochanan ben Tatuto. Reb Yochanan, he was called Tatuto, is a poro. It's interesting. He was called Reb Yochanan, in our lotion, Reb Yochanan ben poro. Amale, he became through the poro, he became a tana. I just thought, here, look, Bilam is when the Grois Hanobi, and I mustn't think he was a great man. Edgar Das Elyon, he knew everything. He knows that Chamoyrim with Balechaim don't talk, he wasn't a spoiler at all. He didn't blink an eye, he just discussed with the Chamoyrim, and it was a normal thing. And there goy, he was mispoiling Gans and became a ger. To become a ger,
and he became a gay and he became a tanner. Is that nicht Kleinigkeit?
So what is the difference? How is it he?
The difference is
to see Nissen, to krieg a spinus, you must have a certain tmimus.
If a person's got negius, he's got interest, then he sees nothing. This guy,
a poshut guy,
I can't say he was shomer shelem mitzvah. No, I don't know. He was a normal guy. He saw in this ma'aser that the poor last Shabbos he didn't work because he was used to not working. He was told, now you belong to a goy, you may work. It made a big ashpo on him. Bilam, this is the main point. Bilam had negius. He couldn't abide Claudius.
Why couldn't that benefit that?
He wanted to destroy Claudius more than Bolak wanted to destroy. The sinner was gewaltig. If you've got negius, then you don't see anything which is again which stirred the negius. He knew he wants to go. He wants to be mekallel. The other remorsim which were given to him, and there were plenty of remorsim, had no hashpo on him. Why? Because he was blind. Blind legabe negius. If a person has got shoychad, he gets interest, he doesn't see straight. Everybody must know. Everybody, you know, that Yisrael Salanta said every leaf is a dime of him. Shoychtem, shoychtem, chtitten, chobrot, shorecho, ayit avzain a shoychad tzadich. And if he's a shoychad, he's got to take away the shoychad. And there's certain kinds of shoychad. A person is interested in himself, therefore he makes a cheshbon, he's got very little time and he's got very little money to give up stoke. All these negias one has to take away. If one wants to see clearly, you've got to take away the negias. Bilam didn't. He didn't want to take away the negias. He didn't see the nest of the chamoyer tokim, and Mimele he remained the same. When there pushed a goy, he was a farmer, I suppose. He have a poor report. He was a farmer, but he saw the nest, not the nest, but he saw the groyskite of a poor understanding. If a poor understands, a boss of a dom who's got das mitzeichel like al rechoyme. We need mir zen doch benay das darf mir verstehen. Man soll nehmen weg den negiers und sein auf der Hashem.